Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell discusses proposed state budget cuts to education, and the Skagway Prickles prepare for the first LEGO League National Championship in May. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Last week, Governor Mike Dunleavy released a proposed state budget for 2020. His plan includes a reduction in state spending on education, among other cuts. Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell sat down with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha to discuss what that could mean for the school district.
The proposed budget released by the governor's office last week calls for a more than $300 million cut to education. Most of that can be attributed to a 23% reduction in the state's per-student funding allocation. But Getchell says he is not just worried about a decrease in direct school funding from the state.
There's also the indirect things, you know, with early childhood education and cuts to the ferry system and cuts to the borough with their debt bond reimbursement program that they have. Those are all things that could wind up costing us in the long run.
Governor Dunleavy's proposed budget would eliminate grants for pre-kindergarten education and programs such as Head Start. In addition, the governor aims to repeal Alaska's school bond debt reimbursement program, which provides state money to offset the cost of building new schools. When Haines built a new school in 2005, the borough took out more than $17 million in bonds to pay for its construction. If the governor's budget were adopted, the borough would stop receiving annual payments of $900,000 from the state to help pay off those bonds. When asked how the school would respond to a significant budget cut at the state level, Getchell says it would be a matter of prioritizing funds.
When you have to make hard decisions, you look at what's not a priority and make hard choices about those sometimes. It would be my hope that we can work through this so that even if there is a long-term change in how we do this, that we can soft land so it's not all done at once, so that we're, you know, able to work through a process of change without devastating a system.
At this point, Getchell says it's too early to tell what the actual impact will be for the Haines School.
From what I've seen, it's going to be fairly substantial, but I think what we have to remember is that this is proposed and there's going to be a lot of things that change between now and then.
The Senate Finance Committee is holding hearings on the budget this week. The spending plan will have to pass the state legislature before heading back to the governor, who can either sign off on the budget or veto it. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway's LEGO League team came in second in state championships this year. They're headed to Legoland in San Diego, California this May to compete against other teams from across the nation. These students aren't just building LEGO robots. They're building competency in STEM subjects, strong community values, and problem-solving skills.
Your robot starts over in base, and we have a couple missions we run. There's one that'll come and slap this down so that this will go up. And then
the Prickles meet on the stage at the Skagway School. Adelia Deitch explains how a robot is judged in a first LEGO League competition.
During the robot game, you aren't allowed to touch the board at all.
Instrument cases are piled to the ceiling back here, but the robot board has a special place in the corner, tucked behind big black theater curtains.
Our robot's name is Celeste. We named her after a star in our solar system. And we like to say that she has anxiety because she doesn't perform very well in front of other people. And sometimes we say she has arthritis.
Robot anxiety didn't stop the Prickles from winning second place at the first LEGO League state competition in Anchorage this January. That's because the robot is only one element of the competition. Teams are also judged on core values, that is, how they play the game, and a problem-solving project. This year, their project was to develop a solution for a problem astronauts face.
Are you an astronaut traveling to distant planets?
Yeah.
Having trouble sleeping and feeling sleep deprived?
Totally.
Are you seeing flashes of bright light even when your eyes are closed?
You bet your asteroid I am.
Well, I got the thing for you, the Astro Mask.
The Prickles came up with a tungsten-lined sleeping mask that protects astronaut eyes from cosmic rays. They researched the ill effects of cosmic rays and found that tungsten would indeed protect their eyes. Team Prickles is even talking to ILC Dover, a major manufacturer for the space program, about putting the product into production.
Anytime you can make math and language arts relevant, you're getting at what needs to be done.
Deborah Riddle is the Alaska Department of Education Manager for Student Learning and Standards Assessments. She says math and science scores have room for improvement statewide. But a few years ago, budget cuts eliminated specialists in the department.
Well, in the past, we've had content specialists. We had math, English language arts, and science. And during the last round of budget cuts, those content specialist positions were eliminated. We're since been able to get ELA and math back, but science is not.
When state resources for math and science dwindle, after-school programs like First Lego League take on new significance. Lego League's focus is STEM education, that is, science, technology, engineering, and math. The First Lego League competitions reinforce the idea that STEM learning is more than a nerdy pastime. It's a path to an interesting and potentially lucrative career. Prickles coach Andy Miller says there's a Lego League MC at the Anchorage competition who shows students what kind of careers could lie ahead.
He always brings out some alumni and shows how they're successful, that they're creating robots that are on projects on the pipeline, and people who have launched things into space and things like that. He has this banner that he rolls out, and it says, "Nerd is a four-letter word with a six-digit salary." It's science. It's something that could benefit them the rest of their lives.
Another Skagway Lego League team even takes back the nerd moniker. They embrace it with their name, the Nerderific Unicorns. But the Prickles name is more about team dynamics.
We came up with the name Prickles on our first season because it was animal allies, and we did a project involving porcupines. And one of the kids discovered that a prickle is a family of porcupines. So they call themselves a family that poke each other and annoy each other. Just like any family, we have our days and our moments, but they always come together and do really well.
Embracing the prickly process of communication and teamwork is paying off for the Prickles. They're headed to nationals this summer, and then who knows where math, science, and a little teamwork might take them. That's your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.